Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. I have a question for you. Do you like to cook, but you just don't like to go out to the store and get all the food and all the ingredients? Yeah, you do? Well, me too. Let me tell you about Blue Apron, all right? Brad and I got involved with Blue Apron. They sponsor the pod. And basically, we love to cook, but we fucking hate taking the time to prep everything and go get it. Blue Apron does that for you, okay? With affordable, pre-portioned ingredients to help you make delicious home-cooked meals. It's unbelievable. You can choose from a variety of new recipes each week. Or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. The recipes aren't repeated, so you'll never get bored, all right? All you do is you go to blueapron.com, you put in promo code ALN, and you can customize your recipes each week based on your preferences, all right? They have several delivery options, so you can choose what fits your needs. And there's no weekly commitment, so you can, you know, only get deliveries when you want them. And each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients, which is the big thing for me because I don't like to buy and separate all the bullshit. And it can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. 40 minutes or less? That's crazy! I know, Grandpa. Blue Apron's freshness is guaranteed, all right? Every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right, okay? I'm telling you, they get this food from where it's supposed to be gotten. You know, like the beef, chicken, and pork, it comes from responsibly raised animals. Now, I know that sounds like a crazy phrase, but shit, man, a lot of the food and meat you get is like not being raised and, you know, pulled from properly. But Blue Apron gets the best food for the best people, all right? They've established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S., okay? Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. They're the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country because of that, all right? Look, when you cook together and you cook easy, it helps build strong family bonds. I have been doing it with some girls I've been on dates with, and it has kind of really fucking helped and been amazing. It's fun. You get to laugh together. You're doing it together. Brad and his fiance, I'm not going to lie, man. He told me, he's like, dude, things actually kind of got, like, even better when we started doing this together. Like, things come prepared. We get excited for it. We never know what's coming when we get surprise deliveries. It really can just improve your quality of life, you know? When you spend a lot of time at restaurants or high-end grocery store chains, you know, you're spending too much money. Now you can spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal, okay? So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/ALN, and you're going to start loving how good it feels and tastes when you create an incredible home-cooked meal with Blue Apron. All right, so don't wait. But don't take my word for it. Listen to these guys. I love Blue Apron. Tony Danza loves it. I love to cook. Meatball marinara. It's easy with Blue Apron.
I also love Blue Apron. I'm Morgan Freeman. And I wish I could tell you Blue Apron wasn't the shit, but it is.
Also me, Whoopi Goldberg. I know I don't totally sound like Whoopi Goldberg. I kind of sound like Splinter from the Ninja Turtles. But either way, I love cooking with Blue Apron. So go to blueapron.com/ALN and start eating better, baby.
Hey, everybody. Adam Ray here. And if you're like Brad and I, you've got a hairy face. Because you're a grown man who grows hair. All right? But look, shaving can be kind of a hassle, especially when you're buying these expensive razors at the drugstore, okay? For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So, Jeff and Andy, all right, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, they were like, this is bullshit. And Andy was like, I know, man, fuck it. So they started Harry's, okay? What is Harry's? Well, Harry's was created to fix the shaving industry for customers, okay? Harry's knew that there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory, and by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. I'm telling you, dude, shaving is the worst, but when you have great razors at affordable prices, it makes it easy. It makes your smooth face feel better because you know you're doing it right. Just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you pay at the drugstore, man. That's some bullshit. Now, what do you get when you sign up with Harry's Razors? Well, they include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, baby. Weighted, ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich, lathering shave gel, which, let's be honest, when you've got dope shave gel, it makes the shave better, okay? Maybe I'm speaking from personal experience, but that's how it goes. And Harry's gives you that option. They also have a travel blade cover, which is dope if you're like Brad and I and you travel a lot. You need to keep that shit covered up and protected, baby. So there's an exclusive offer right now, okay? If you want to get Harry's and start just shaving better and improving your quality of life and your face, because you're probably out in public if you have a fucking face. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. Did you hear that, man? For free. That's right. Okay, they cover the shipping when you sign up. So that's a pretty sweet fucking deal. And as a special offer to fans of the show, if you go to Harry's.com, that's right, Harry's.com right now, and enter code ALN at checkout, you're going to get a post-shave balm also for free, as well as your first shave set for free, like I mentioned earlier. That's a pretty dope deal, man. That's Harry's.com, promo code ALN. Harry's.com, promo code ALN, and start living with that better face, baby. And now, enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey guys, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday! Hope you had a great weekend. I had a fucking killer weekend. I was in Kansas City at the Kansas City Improv for the first time. Headlining that club was a blast. Went to the Chiefs game, Chiefs Steelers in the ice storm at Arrowhead Stadium. Holy shit. Going to other football stadiums is the coolest. Because obviously I'm biased that the Seahawks and CenturyLink are the loudest stadium. But man, these fans in KC fucking party. And the hotel I was staying at, actually the Pittsburgh Steelers were staying at, so I worked out next to the coach, had a nice little awkward interaction where I was like, go kick this Chiefs ass, man. He was like, I appreciate you. And then we fist bumped, and then I was like, all right, now do I leave my headphones off or do I put them back on? Like, are we talking? Are we developing a friendship or what's the move? And then I was like, all right, man. And then I put them back on, but then when I'm leaving the gym, he looked at me, and so I felt the need to say something as I left, and I go, proud of you, man. And he just goes, gave me a look like, what? And I was like, all right, babe, go Steelers. And then just left. So made it officially weird. But it was cool. They're roaming around the hotel and, you know, getting coffee. And when you're getting coffee, you know, the stars are just like us. Anyway, thanks for everyone that came out. All you ALN fans, appreciate the love. Kansas City Improv is a great, great room. Shows were awesome. And pumped to get back on the road. Back in LA now for a lot of episodes. We got a lot of episodes this week. We're doing Kyle Newacek. The director of Workaholics plays Carl on the show. We're doing Carol Leifer. TJ Miller's coming up. So much fun. Today's episode, speaking of fun, is a two-time ALN guest, now making her third appearance. She's hilarious. She's the best. She's fun. She's hilarious. She's sweet. And she's everything you want in a podcast guest. It's Jessamay Peluso, baby. You know her from Girl Code. Girl Code, you know her from Chelsea Lately. You know her from her podcast, Sharp Tongue, which you can get on iTunes. She travels all over the country. She's a great comic. And this episode, it's just a full-on... We kind of covered her backstory more or less in the first episode, but this one is just a straight-up giggle fest from top to bottom. So enjoy the hell out of it. Follow Jessamay on Twitter, at Jessamay Peluso. Follow me on Twitter, at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast, at ALN Podcast on Instagram, Adam Ray 33 on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Live shows. I'm in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun at the casino at Comics. Comics is the name of the comedy club. It's at Mohegan Sun, the casino in Uncasville, Connecticut. I think I'm pronouncing that right. This Thursday through Saturday, 19th through the 21st, baby. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com. And then Sunday, of course, come see Brad and I, the live ALN podcast at the Riot LA Comedy Festival, 5 p.m. Brent Moore and Adam Devine are live pod guests. We've got some surprises in store, some music, some jokes, some stand-up, and it's going to be a blast. Get your tickets at RiotLA.com, 5 p.m., About Last Night, live podcast here in Los Angeles, California. Brad Williams, he's on the road. Where's Brad? Well, this weekend, Brad's in Addison, Texas, January 19th through the 21st at the Improv in Addison, Texas. Get your tickets at improv.com. And then, of course, Sunday, January 22nd, 5 p.m., live ALN podcast at the Riot LA Comedy Festival. Tickets at RiotLA.com. January 24th, I've got a big show here in LA, the Comedy Store Main Room, 8:30. If you live in LA, you don't want to miss this show. It's me, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Brent Moore, Brad Williams, Jessamay Peluso, and Tiffany Haddish. Holy fucking shit. I think tickets are only $20, so it's quite a steal. You're getting to see a lot of killer headliners, and some special drop-in guests are confirmed. It's going to be a bonkers show. 8:30, Comedy Store Main Room, July 24th, Tuesday. That's tomorrow. So come out and party. No, that's not tomorrow. That's next week. Shit. I'm so fucking confused. This ice storm is getting me all crazy up inside the head. Go to astoymerchandise.com for all your ALN merch, hats, shirts, mugs, posters, estoymerchandise.com. Bring your merch to the show. We'll sign it and, you know, give it out to somebody. Tell them about the pod, too. Tell one person in 2017 to subscribe to the podcast. Help spread the word. It's how we can keep climbing the charts and bringing you guys dope content. So many dope episodes on the way. Like I said, Kyle Newacek, TJ Miller, Lachlan Patterson, Carol Leifer. You know, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a couple others. One that rhymes with Rake Riffin that is going to be coming on soon, finally. Really pumped about that. But in the meantime, now that we got the tour dates out of the way, those are the Twitter handles and the merch info. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with our pal, the hilarious Jessime Peluso.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Is it sexy?
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny. Like, I thought about recording.
Sexy, or is it single in here?
It's this corner is super sexy. Okay. Like, okay. It's cozy. You have a nice environment. You should really be proud of that.
I try to keep it cozy, and that's why we like doing the pod here, because it's.
I just noticed all your bottles behind me, and there's a like precarious bottle of Lubriderm mixed in with your liquor bottles. The coziness just left the room.
No, it's not for what you think. Oh, no, you got to be moisturized.
Yeah. Why is it in between your tequila?
Why are you looking at me? This is Adam's place. Yeah. He's like, why do you have this, Brad?
I swear to God, he did not jerk off here.
Did you do a shot of tequila and then jerk off? And are those your grandparents?
I mean, yeah.
You have a fuck.
I mean, sometimes.
All right. I don't know what to move first, the lotion of the grandparents. And this is a big decision.
DVD title for 2017, lotion choice number one. Who to move first, lotion or the grandparents?
It's pretty good.
If you were Mario, which
I mean, which brings you more pleasure? You have to ask yourself.
Well, my grandparents, clearly.
Well, if you finish every time with them, get the lotion out of there.
I can't believe it. Well, no wonder you know what? Their eyes were looking up before, and then see how they're looking down now?
Yeah, that's so strange.
They saw what was
their
happening.
Their disappointment in you changed in the photo.
Wow, that's like some Back to the Future shit. Like, now you're like fading away.
I mean, is this a look into your psyche, Adam? Like, this what you have on this tabletop here?
Booze, Kermit the Frog, lotion,
one trophy.
And
is it like
trophy.
A bowling trophy?
It's about. Here's why it's all there, because it's a topic of conversation always on the podcast. Yes. And people bring it up, and it's a nice icebreaker.
Oh, well, so great.
Yeah. Here's what I could also not have back there. Anything.
A child? Like, not like you can't make one, but like just one hanging out.
There could be, I mean, there's space for like a futon back there but
sure
it's more
is.
Fun to put like... Also, the trophy Jeff thought I was going to break after our basketball. It's a third place comedy basketball.
Trophy. Then you need to have that.
I don't need to, but Jeff was going to break it, and I go, I actually want to keep it and like remember the good times. But like, you know, I barely look at it unless people are on the podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. That's definitely like
Sebastian
a
Maniscalco was here when I saw it, and he goes, what's with the trophy? He goes, what are you still collecting these?
You got a trophy problem?
It's like, I thought we stopped that in fifth grade.
We got a possum problem. So funny, man.
A possum. Who are your favorite comics right now? Or do you have favorite comics? Do you like to
Sebastian
watch?
Sebastian. Well, Maniscalco.
I've never heard of that guy.
I mean, he's from Norway.
Would I turn him into a leprechaun? Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Do you know the Sebastian Maniscalco?
Sure, and here's your Sebastian Maniscalco.
He comes over and does some great bit of that pompadour head of his.
Great. Now someone's going to tweet at him, Brad called you a pompadour head.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Now we can't post this.
It was an accent. It's a character. It's Goofy. It's not me. He's a
character.
A
what a good way to get away from like being like racist or intolerant.
Sure.
It's a character. That's not a person.
It's not real.
I didn't say the N-word.
The character did.
That is so a good way. It's completely acceptable.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's a card that gets you out of there.
But who do you like? Who do you watch?
I enjoy watching live
Sebastian.
He's fun, and he definitely has that physicality that I love. And
I think we like what we like to do, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
We gravitate towards
totally
so
my three favorite right now,
I like Amy Schumer because I really like fucking dudes
and talking about pussy.
not
that's all you do, Amy, you know. It's just
no,
like
she's a genius.
South
as well.
Park thing.
Sure.
Talk about your vagina.
Do they
not so much.
Cartman's
Eric
girl.
Cartman, Eric Cartman does a thing where he's like, oh my god, I think all women are so funny.
When Amy Schumer talks about her vagina, I use
it.
It's so funny. Do I have to do a Cartman too?
Yes.
God damn it, Adam.
Amy Schumer.
God damn it, Adam. Just let one thing be mine. Son of a bitch.
I'll be his girlfriend. Say what he always says to his girlfriend about how to be funny.
Babe, just tell him what you were telling before. You're so funny, babe. You're so funny, babe.
What was it?
No. It's that thing you were telling me about you going to the dock. It's so funny. It's so funny. Trust me, sir. It's so funny. Tell it. God damn it.
It's always about the vagina. Rogan and Stanhope are my two favorites.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that, I just feel like their sensibilities and their mentality I bond with the most. Like the darkness, the goofiness, like the idiot savant thing. And a lot of facts.
Conspiracy theories through the roof.
Yeah. Bigfoot and death basically sums up those two guys.
I like it. Bigfoot and death.
That's right. Yeah. You have Bigfoot
tattooed on my outer labia.
Do you?
No, I just, I don't know.
Adam's the look on Adam's face.
Dude,
you know how hard that would be?
No, I don't.
I mean,
that's why I asked. That's why I thought it was a real thing. Bigfoot labia, by the way, should be a Slurpee flavor.
A lesbian folk band.
All right, coming, circle gets the square. You win.
Coming next year to Lilith Fair. Bigfoot labia.
I hear Bigfoot labia is playing. Before Ani DeFranco.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Him. It's hard to catch him.
Yeah.
That was a Bigfoot pun. Because you can never catch him because he's not real.
When they finish their song, they just drop their guitars and run off stage Bigfoot style.
They go like that video from the 70s. And they do
that arm thing where they're just swinging them.
Yeah. We look at over our shoulder.
Are you a conspiracy person?
I think it's fun. I mean, I think about Bigfoot stuff and alien stuff quite often.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm, you know, smoking that good.
Okay.
But I mean, I definitely think there's an alien situation happening.
I think so.
I think so too.
I hope so.
You can't deny the fact that we're not the only ones,
man. That's so selfish of you.
No, it's so selfish.
Yeah, Neil. It's like Neil deGrasse Tyson says it, so it has to be true, right? Yeah, he's a black physicist. You can't believe a black physicist.
You're racist.
Exactly.
He's like,
I'm not racist.
He's like an evolutionary.
Was that a character or was that how you actually feel about that?
It was real. Yeah.
That was me saying that the character of Brad Williams is not racist. Yes. Obviously he is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Do you always wear the shirts that are in the poster behind you,
oh,
Brad?
Oh, shit, really?
You literally, it just looks like a carbon copy of the poster.
That is so trippy.
I have to take a picture of this right now. Now,
and I have to take a picture.
Brad
of taking a picture.
Literally
of
wearing the same shirt that he has on behind him.
I have to think about this.
Wait.
Because first of all, it was a problem that we were under our photos. That was done on accident.
Yeah. No. This is hilarious.
Hey, Brad, look this way too.
It's like Inception. It's Inception right now.
Right. Yeah. Right now, it's a dwarf within a dwarf.
That's my sexual fantasy.
A dwarf within a dwarf?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man, that sounds like my early 20s. There's definitely a lot of a dwarf within a dwarf action.
Oh, God. Adam's got a...
Cough attack.
I mean, see...
My grandparents still watching?
No. Now they're just covering their eyes. I have to realize that I can't wear this shirt anymore when I'm doing the podcast.
No, you can't, because it's freaking me out. You know, I've got high brain, like, legitimately all the time now, and looking at you, this is freaking me out a little bit.
Which one do you look at?
I can't, you know, I mean, the one above you is so pensive.
It's very.
It's like
one below you is a little more goofy.
The beard is like in the exact same shape,
too. There's not a hair misplaced.
No, that's incredible.
I mean,
we haven't checked your lower half, but
no, we
sure. Oh no, that's all.
But that's where it cut
out of whack. Yeah,
the photographer made that choice to cut it off because they were like, "Hey, we can't have the audience
wondering
pubes."
Yeah, we don't want to distract.
By the way, wondering pubes is opening for Bigfoot labia.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys look like you're in two different parties in your About Last Night podcast picture. Like, Brad looks like he's running for, like, council.
Sure.
What council? Student council?
Student council. Yeah.
Hey,
definitely.
I'm going to get shit done.
Oh, my God. If there was a fourth grade poster of your face running for student council like that, dude, every kid would be like, no kid is supposed to look that presidential.
Yeah.
I don't care how much he makes lunch cost after this. This guy might get...
Vote for him.
Yeah, he's got extra jump ropes for sure coming
out. How does he have a beard? He's a dwarf. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
They could get beards at age 7. That makes sense.
Does that happen?
Is there a movie like with Sinbad or Zachary Ty Bryant where basically like...
Zachary A dwarf comes to an elementary school, Billy Madison style, and runs for student council and pretends to be a kid.
It's a great idea.
And then really changes the school around.
Yeah.
That's a really great idea. Because like, physically, because he needs to, because he needs to lower everything. Yes. Like, literally has to change
Yeah, that's the
structure.
Joke at the end of it. Yeah, the monkey bars are basically,
They're just railroad tracks.
Oh, my God. That's so quick and funny.
You guys.
That's why you're here. You're
you guys
great.
Are literally describing how I ran for president in junior year of high school. So this is all flashing back.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh no.
Wait, what was your platform? Not what you stood on, but like what was the like what were your stances on the issues?
Well,
shake it up for Seattle. Pour one out. Pour out a snowflake.
I mean, definitely wanted more cranberry juice in the school lunches because obviously,
of course,
because
you're 78,
kidney health, you have to worry about.
Oh yeah,
that. Urinary tract.
Yep.
I mean,
hashtag constipation.
Sure, gotta get these kids in the right track. Also, wanted to make sure that there were more after school programs and clubs that I didn't think that we had enough of. And basically, I just ran so I could do a skit. That's the only reason why I ran.
Did you really run?
Yeah. Oh, I ran, and this was a whole complicated thing. I ran for president just because the president got to do a skit in front of the entire school. That's the only reason why I ran.
Not a bad reason to run.
Yeah, and I started a rumor. May have been true. But I started a rumor that all dwarfs are addicted to cocaine.
Why did you do that?
Because I had a plan for my skit where in the middle of my skit, someone brought out a wagon that was filled with powdered sugar, just like to the top.
Did you pop out of it?
I just ran up to it and jumped into it and then started making snow angels in the powdered sugar. And the people who... The kids are dying laughing.
What grade was this?
This was junior year of high school.
Yeah. Second grade. The Coke dwarf.
Show and tell.
Yeah. This was a few weeks ago, but whatever. It was, for the local YMCA.
No, the Coke dwarf.
Oh, no. Never mind. I was about to make a dirty joke. But anyway.
Do it.
I was going to say choke dwarf. That's what my fiance does.
We'll be right back.
Wait,
we'll be
do right you back. Have a fiance?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
What?
Yeah, I'm engaged.
So our dream is never going to come true.
I'm locking this dick up.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, it's...
who knows? They, tell her how you guys met.
Oh, okay, Lord. Okay, because you still technically have a chance.
You do have a chance.
Is it related to the Coke wagon?
No. Okay. The Coke wagon.
Was she the one who pulled the Coke wagon?
Coke wagon is playing for is opening for Wandering Pubes, is opening for Bigfoot Labia.
Yeah, that's the
back to our regularly scheduled program.
Pubes! Yeah. Who headlines that show? Because they're all strong.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. A normal band.
Just,
yeah.
Bites off the lead singer's head of Coke wagon. Anyway, I met my fiance on a threesome app. So that's a real thing. That happened.
Take that in for
Take
a minute.
It in.
On a threesome app.
Yeah. So that's a that.
Was
that's
she a
thing.
Part? Which?
So many questions.
Yeah, so many. Yeah. Start from the top.
We were
or in the middle. I mean, which?
Sure. I mean, it depends.
Side. Where do you even start
on the
from?
Side. Start from above.
Where are you on this level?
How did you enter the room?
Zipline, like always. Anyway,
zipline.
That's how dwarves
you
enter rooms.
Zipline that.
Zipline and crash through the window.
Sure. Yeah.
That's
like
amazing.
Like a damn action star. Anyway.
So they met and
yeah, well, because we were going another... we were gonna go on a date. You can go on as a single and match with other singles. I matched with two single women, so we're like, all right, let's all go on a date. And one of the single women chickened out at the last second. So then I messaged the other one, was like, hey, do you still want to go out on this date? And she's like, yeah, sounds good. Let's meet up, make sure we're not psychotic, and then go do the fun thing. And
now, was it just going to be a regular sex situation?
Just a regular sex situation. Well, I mean, as much as a Chinese woman hooking up with a midget is a regular sex situation.
I mean, that sounds like Christmas in Venice.
Sure. We met up, and then in the middle of the date, we're like, oh, crap, we like each other. And
in the middle of the date?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because the conversation was good. Is that what it was?
Yeah, conversation was good. Had a lot in common. She's funny.
So in your mind,
oh my god, she's so funny.
My vagina.
When she talks about a vagina, it's just oh my god, it's the most hilarious thing. I lost it.
But as a dude, like when that happens, like women, I feel like when we know we like somebody, it's different. Mm-hmm. So for you, when you say you like somebody, does that mean you knew that you didn't just want to fuck her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this is a thing.
Got it.
Yeah. This is a thing. So then, of course, we didn't hook up that night because
you can't.
You can't when you think you might like them.
Yeah, when you like them, you can't do it. So, yeah, we didn't do it. And then 2 years later, I popped the damn question.
Two years,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just moved in. Had to live with her for a bit. Now, despite what you may have seen on my Instagram, where she put my Frosted Flakes in the back of a shelf, and I had to go digging under there. There is a photo of this, because I'm in my underwear.
When she did that, did you go, you bitch? You know, like Tony the Tiger? He says they're great.
I love Frosted Flakes. What a classic cereal
exactly.
choice.
So when you hide them from me, it's like, all right, do we have to sit down with a relationship counselor at this point? You're hiding Frosted Flakes from me?
By the way, I love...
fuck on my Frosted Flakes.
Now, are other dwarves in the community upset that you're not a Lucky Charms fan?
Yes. They feel like I'm a traitor.
Yeah. Have you gotten letters?
A traitor Joe.
Sure. First of all, they're saying, why are you dating a tall lady? And I'm like, well, I mean, someone's got to reach those Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to reach themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do it.
Come on.
The only way I could have a dwarf girl do that is if we did like the old Laurel and Hardy sketch and get one on top of the other.
And that's hilarious. And I want to see that. And where's the video?
And cue up the video.
So, yeah, cut to us. Cut to me staggering. Stay still.
So she's great. They're happy. But they're still. Don't close the. No, don't close the dick. Don't close the door on that dick.
Don't close the dick door. And definitely don't close
the
door on the dick.
Don't close the dick. Sounds like a shitty country music song.
I mean, to me, I was like, to me, I was like, is that Howie Mandel's new game show?
Open, but
that's me. I was like, was that a Howie Mandel's new game show?
Don't close the dick.
Don't close the dick.
We'll be right back with more.
We'll be right back. Don't close that dick.
Not a bad Howie Mandel.
Wasn't bad.
Okay, you just have to go deal or no deal. Like that's how you get into the impression.
Also, the Howie double Mandel. Hands together.
I have to do the double hands together.
Oh, my Lord, I can't handle it.
You also, where did you, can we talk about your dating life?
Yeah, sure. I have a boyfriend. I've had a boyfriend for about a year.
And where did you guys meet?
At a show.
Ooh.
We met at one of my comedy shows in Homestead, PA.
I think I've heard you talk about, too, that like, dudes just don't come up to you after shows,
no,
right?
No, they don't. They don't. No.
Homestead. That's
they creep
that's
on the net.
That's the Pittsburgh Improv, right?
Pittsburgh Improv.
Yeah.
You're the sweetest gal known to man, but people will probably get a little intimidated by your presence on stage, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely an inflation of who I am as a person.
Yes.
You know, I like all of our performances are.
It's us with the volume turned up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was on a Tinder date, a first Tinder date.
Ooh.
And when you rip it off? And you stole him!
Circle gets the square.
He's in the middle of the Tinder date going, all right, I'm next to this vagina, but the one I really want.
I want that vagina.
Wait, what, did you talk to him during the show?
No, I didn't. I didn't even see him during the show. It was in the lobby after like doing the meet and greet stuff, like next to my merch table, and he was there with this collar on his jacket. Just like the collar on his jacket. It was like a confident collar.
Well,
like it came up like a Russian. He looked like a Russian soldier.
Well, like Fonzie?
Very Soviet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
so you expected him to say, I thought you were very funny.
I did.
Your jokes resonated with me on a deep level.
Yes.
By the way,
have you
seen The Terminal with Tom Hanks?
I thought you were so funny on stage. I just wanted to stick my pierogi inside of your...
Would you like to pet my woolly mammoth?
Sure. And as... communist, I like it that you make everyone laugh equally.
Can I take you to the, how do you say, Cheesecake Factory?
We can have the spling rolls. Spling rolls.
Wait, okay. I did think he was going to have an accent. I actually did because he looks European. But the girl he was with, I was like, hey, where's your chick? She's taking a long time. And he made a joke about her taking a shit. And I was like, oh, any dude who cares about a chick doesn't
no
do
way.
That.
No way.
Yeah.
Now he's putting her on blast in front of you.
He opened the dick door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
He opened that dick door.
Yeah. And now? I don't want to not give that as much credit. There's a show there. Moving on. So, all right. I don't want to discount your impression.
No,
or
please
we'll
don't.
Talk. We know Howie. We will send an email in the morning. So, okay. So. So collar is appealing.
Dick door or no dick
collar is appealing.
And him
adorable.
Making a joke was inviting.
Promising, yes. And then I made a loud announcement that I was going to be at the piano bar across from the club.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I know exactly what you're
talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a name, like Tony and Paul's or some shit.
Sing Along, Sing Sing.
Sing Sing.
Yeah, Sing Sing.
Something like that. And so I just made that announcement, and he was over there and asked to buy me a drink, and then...
You made a loud announcement. Yeah,
loud announcement.
But that was... strategic.
It was strategic. Yeah, it was, you know, strategic.
And he was there without the girl?
He was without the girl. He dropped Perfect. That zero, got with the zero.
Yeah.
And then
how much into like the discussion do you start to go like, all right, maybe this another date?
The same thing is.
And then you had a threesome with him? Because that's
the
same
thing. No, we didn't
have
a threesome. Oh, okay. No, okay. But Brad's situation where you start to talk. We were talking, like he came back to my hotel room and we talked for hours.
Oh,
like
wow.
3 hours. And I was like, oh, this is, he's not a douche and he's smart.
That's real. Yep.
Yeah.
And just he puts a wrench in your plan because you're like, I'm cool living alone. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ah, fucking feelings.
Stupid feelings.
Goddamn emotions.
Wait, you guys live together now?
You got me feeling emotions.
Oh, who is that? Michael McDonald?
Isn't it?
Is
caught
it?
Up inside my inside. Why is nobody joining in the song? Did I mess it up?
No, I'm enjoying it. I'm just sitting back.
Can't we live alone in the song for a minute?
I'm about to pick up one of these candles and like hold it over my head and wave it back and forth. That's what I was thinking about doing.
Someone's trying to force everyone into the moment.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so now we've been crashing together for a little bit.
How's it living together?
It's interesting. I've learned to, you know, I have to share space.
You've lived with dudes before.
I have.
Yeah.
And I've lived alone for a little bit, so I'm learning to share my space.
Yeah. It's always interesting where you're like, hey, that doesn't go there. Oh, right. Of course it didn't go there because you weren't here before.
Right.
But you can't just magically, like, your stuff can't go in another room that I never see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it has to be here. So.
That has to be there. Like, you can't move the toilet into the living room. Like,
that's not with that attitude. But you know what I'm saying?
Not with that attitude.
You can't. And that's, there are, like, you have to give and take, right?
Mm-hmm. You have to give and take. And you really, like, you learn, patience is everything, I think.
It translates to life, though, whatever you gain from your relationship, patience-wise.
I feel like we're so impatient, especially now it's, like, technology, and we can get whatever we want. Every app, like, there's literally... Any information item you want is there. There's no reason for questions.
From Postmates, grabbed my laundry the other day, which I'm not.
How is that?
Incredible. I mean, it's, you know, look, it's replacing an assistant, which I need to, you know, maybe think about soon because I life things I'm just like running short on time for. And then valuable things like. Even tonight, I forgot my rent check, and I had to run it over there real quick. It's like I just things like that.
Well, because your brain is—that's what happens. Like in that creative realm, you have.
I'm thinking creative first.
You have to think creative first, and once you start freeing up that space in your brain, the like little to-do list type of things you have to do, your creativity flows more because your brain's not having to consider those things.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what my
friend
who was pushing the assistant on me, she was like, she was an assistant to this guy named Todrick, this big YouTube music star. And she
I've
was
heard
like,
of Todrick.
Yeah, and she was like, once he got an assistant, like his shit went up a notch because he just freed up so much time and no stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, Postmates, yeah. But there's.
I've had a girl for like 2 years. She's amazing, Liz. She takes care of all my stuff. All right. I drive her up a effing wall.
What? Because
it's a big trust move, by the way.
It is a big trust.
That's
move.
Another thing.
Adam and I are both our own sort of like the cusp of having a personal assistant. What do they do?
They do well all that stuff that you don't need to. She doesn't do laundry, but she handles like my travel stuff, like any little.
She's got
details,
your email, so she's keeping
emails,
you on track.
She's got my, you know, she helps with some of my expenses stuff, and she helps with a podcast, like any sort of like technical detail thing. That can alleviate me having to think about that, where I can think about something creative. She helps me with.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's. I think you guys could benefit from it. You could put them in cute outfits.
Ooh. Well, yeah.
I mean
I'm looking to get a dwarf assistant, but so.
How do you feel about that, Brad?
Are you kidding me? I know.
You're gonna get one too?
I know a couple. No. A dwarf assistant for me can't do shit.
Yeah.
It's like, can you grab me that? No. No, I can't.
This plan backfired, dude.
Yeah, I thought.
I know you're trying to look out for your own, but
I thought I was trying to help the community.
Go
like,
tall every now and then.
Yeah.
Go tall.
Shoot for the stars.
Go tall or go home.
Yeah, you.
Underneath the bridge. Where do trolls live?
The bridge.
Underneath the bridge. Yeah. You need like three dwarf assistants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
to add up to one regular one.
Exactly. I don't know if that could work out so well. But.
Do you guys like horror movies? Have we talked about this before?
What was the one that you showed me?
Oh, yeah. Wolf Cop. Tell me that wasn't fun.
Wolf Cop. Maybe one of the best. I mean,
what's Wolf Cop?
Wolf Cop is this like B. It's got like a cult following.
Yeah.
Following. It's kind of like in the zeitgeist of Evil Dead.
Okay.
Horror comedy, mm-hmm. kind of gory, right?
Yeah, you have your finger on the pulse of dope horror movies.
I like,
especially that was a specific, B movie, and
yeah,
it was still
B.
But you know what's so great about it too? It really opened my eyes to just for the amount of like actors and filmmakers. Like I would have never found that
you
movie.
You would have never found
and
it.
And I'm looking at these actors being like, they put everything they had into this movie. And it's called Wolf Cop.
It's called Wolf Cop.
About a guy, like, I mean,
it's
I don't want to spoil
who,
it.
Yeah, it's a cop who turns into a wolf and yeah. then all
what
the
if it was
adventures.
Like about a foreign guy who starts a bakery in Burbank? You know, it's called Wolf Cop.
Gluten free.
He goes into the jungle, pulls a wolf out, raises it to
teaches
be a cop.
How to bake.
Like Mowgli. It's sure. between, it's a cop, it's a cross between Cop and a Half and Jungle Book.
Oh my
it's
god.
A family movie.
Yeah. No, it was gory as fuck.
Yes,
and
you should watch Wolf Cop.
Twists.
Then
a lot of twists.
Jess, may not to get you too excited,
oh,
but
Lord.
You're going to love a movie I'm coming out in next year.
What is it?
Called Little Evil.
Really?
Netflix.
Are you serious?
Which is going to be one of these horror comedy things.
Yes. Are you for real?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I can't say.
I've always wanted to see a friend in a movie.
In a horror movie.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Adam Scott from Parks and Rec, he's in it.
He was in Krampus, which was a fun horror
yes.
movie.
Was that good?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yes. And
creature feature.
I talked Krampus with him probably more than he's ever heard on a movie set before. He was probably very annoyed by me by that.
Were you asking him questions and shit?
Oh, so much. I'm okay, what was the vibe on set? Because like, it kind of turned into like this little like tongue-in-cheek kind of like,
yeah.
we know what it is, but not like, did you guys start
they
out that way?
They kind of broke that wall a little bit. That
yeah.
was fun.
Yeah, and he's like, we had no idea what we were doing.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, and Bridget Everett is in it. Do you know?
I lived in New York for 10 years.
You know Bridget.
She's one of. She's just. She's an enigma in this industry.
She is wonderful, and her part is awesome. And then this guy Brad Williams is in it. He kind of stinks
okay.
up the movie.
He's
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Who directed it?
Sally Field's kid, and I know.
My God, what
dope.
If it was Sally Field?
Great, and she just is in a nun outfit the whole time.
She's just directing horror movies now.
No,
she's crying and talking about how her daughter's dying every other.
I should know this. He's done so much
you
stuff, and I hate saying Sally Field's son because
Google
I know.
It.
Yeah,
Adam okay. and I can bullshit.
Something Field.
But so in the nature or in the aspect of Krampus that we were talking about,
yeah.
that Adam Scott is in the movie that I wanted to tell you about. That's kind of fun. Is called A Christmas Horror Story. And it's on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
They just put it out, I think, a couple weeks ago, and I would have given it 4 stars.
By the way, you just reminded me of, like, on Reading Rainbow, when the kids would be like, I read a book that I want to tell you about called Big Blue Buttfuck. I can't
Big
think
Blue
of a book.
Buttfuck.
I can't think I mean, of a book
my
right
God,
now.
God, why is it Big and Blue?
Yeah, it's Goosebumps. So
is it, like, the guy from Monsters, Inc.? Why is it Big Blue
well,
Buttfuck?
Well, this is when Reading Rainbow went to HBO for 2 years.
Reading anyway, Rain, HBO.
But, it's like Reading Rainbow, but it's you. And it's like with these things, but with horror movies and with your pot, and you do these quick reviews. But
that's
it's like
funny.
I mean, like
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those would be really entertaining videos because you have so much to say organically about them.
So I should just do a horror movie review online.
Yes.
Okay. Done.
But shoot it fun. There's a lot of like movie review things. Like,
yeah.
Don't just be the standard review show.
Do it with me.
Okay.
You got time.
I'd make time.
We should do that once a week.
I mean,
what if we just do a movie review?
Maybe they're movies you've seen so many. Maybe I watch it for the first time.
Yeah.
Or we both watch one together, maybe.
We should.
I don't know.
Right. I like that.
This is not a bad idea.
Brad, I'm sorry we're leaving you out. You can get us popcorn.
That's okay. I mean,
you have to wear the Orville Rockenbacher.
Orville Rockenbrothers.
Well done.
Redenbacher.
The brain just left Adam.
All right. I haven't smoked pot in a week.
Redenbacher.
Orville Rockers.
Yeah, that
Rockenbacher. Rutabagger.
That sounds like if they made a porn parody of Orville Redenbacher.
Orville Redencocker.
Circle gets the square.
Big
She's
blue
on fire.
Butt fuck. You said.
I did.
Did
I'm
you
sorry.
Google Sally Field's son's name?
Yes, Eli Craig, and he was fantastic to work with. He
is this his freshman?
No, he did. What's a zombie movie that Woody Harrelson was in? And
he did Zombieland.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he did Zombieland.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
He did that.
I can't wait to see this. I bet it's going to be great.
Yes, it'll be fantastic. Now, we are on Facebook Live right now. We do the first part of the podcast on Facebook Live. So thank you for those who are watching. If you're not, we do have some comments.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Eric Serrato says you guys need to hide the lotion. I don't know if that's like a...
Too late. You're late in the game, bud.
Yeah. Maybe that was some sort of euphemism for something. I don't know.
Silence of the Lambs. Wasn't it puts the lotion in the basket? That's what he should have said. He really missed a joke there.
Yeah.
Come on, Eric. Step your game up, Eric.
Always be looking for the joke. He also said, what was Jessie Mae's greatest contribution to Girl Code?
Leaving, probably.
I disagree. You were great on that show.
You were fantastic. Yeah.
No, it was a great experience. I don't know what my greatest contribution was. Like keeping it real. I don't know.
When Jessamay Peluso keeps it real.
That was good.
James Lipton. Yeah.
Yeah, when you were on Girl Code, what was your favorite word to describe?
Butt fuck.
What did you think of Big Blue Butt Fuck?
It made me think of my childhood.
Did you love that show though?
I did.
Yeah.
It did because it gave me that, you know, experience that I think I was lacking and just sort of having to prepare and be able to free my mind of stuff that was boring details.
Because how much would you script? They give you topics, right? And you can come in and write jokes. But I feel like, I mean, you're good at just being conversational and seem like you're always riffing. But like, I'm sure you were prepped. But like, how much during a given shoot would you just think of something and then go, let me just think about my actual opinions and not try to make jokes. And maybe through my opinions, there'll be jokes because I'm a funny person.
I did 99.9% of it was that. And then I had
that's
jokes
why you were so good.
That I kept in there that because I knew I wanted a tour after. So I was like, well, let me just lay a few jokes that were pertinent to the information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I did like maybe, you know, like 10 of my stand-up jokes I stuck in there.
I remember that's when I met you was like...
In New York.
Yeah, at Gotham. But
yes.
You had had... And you told me you were, I think, I don't know how long the show had been out, but you were like, yeah, it's crazy. You're like, I just added you on Twitter, and I look down, and I go, 700,000 fucking whatever. I'm like, I got 4,000. People don't care what I say ever. I could be like, hey, chilling at IHOP with Jesus Christ. Just
what?
He told me where the Malaysian plane's at, and people would still, I would lose followers.
But they'd be like, you're gross. Your lotion is next to your tequila. Yeah, they'd find something wrong with you.
Your grandparents hate you. But like I was so impressed, and you were like, yeah, the show like just spiked it.
Overnight, it was crazy. It's like one of those things like you can't prepare for, but you just hope you do well, and you hope you can ride that little wave. Because people don't realize, I'm sure you guys have come across this in your careers, where you do something, and then your viewability is a little bit more.
Yep.
And then there's this assumption that you've just been doing it 5 minutes.
Yep.
You know, they're like, oh, so what did you do to get that? And it's like 10 years of failure, you asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because you just saw me doesn't mean I wasn't under a blanket trying to figure this shit out, you know, in the streets of New York. Or, you know, you guys bounce
in
around
the streets.
Spots.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how it always happens. It takes 10 years to be an overnight success.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they don't see all the meetings. They don't see the auditions. They don't see
the
countless hours on the road
the
and whatever.
I mean, Adam, compartmentalize everything. Like you put yourself
just
on tape
to.
You're one of my friends that does it the best. Like you're just so quick. Like I've asked you for advice a couple times and you're like, you know what, you just gotta memorize and you just gotta get into character. Like there's no real secret to it other than just preparing.
Yeah,
you
there's
know?
No replacement for it.
There's no replacement for it.
We're just talking about just getting in the rhythm of headlining. And you know, I was saying how this has been the longest stretch I've been on, and maybe because I had to take the summer off from Matt and stuff, and so the last 8 weekends I've been gone, and you both do the road a lot, and it's like, man, it's an invaluable that rhythm of going back to back to back
it's
to
arduous.
Back.
Yeah. It is so arduous.
Arduous, but like so necessary. Like just even in this past weekend, which was like the end of the 8 or 9
Tempe?
Whatever, Sacramento Punchline.
Okay, because you did Tempe with my friend Jimmy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That's my boy.
Great dude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's a great host.
Jimmy Weissman. Yeah. Weissman. I always pronounce his name wrong.
Remembers all
such
your jokes.
Such a good friend.
And like,
yeah, he's great. That's my brother.
He's the man.
Yeah, and you were in Sacramento. So how did that feel like that? Right after,
I was just
Tempe?
Like everything was, you know, yeah. But it was just like that was at the end of an 8 week run. So it was just like, you know, and you come into town, you do some spots here and there, but like there is something to be said about you can't replace that actual rhythm of having the run of so many weekends in a row, right? Don't you find yourself sharper?
There's no way to simulate. You can't. You just have to do it.
Yeah. Are you gonna do a special soon?
2017
nice.
is the year, yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually meeting about that in 2 weeks.
Because that'll be how many years in?
13.
Yeah, you're ready.
There it is. Yeah you're ready. Yeah, 13 years
It's weird to say that.
What, 13 years you've been doing something?
Like, well, it's just like time just fucking flies.
Yeah.
It's such a cliche, but like, I feel like you're real old when you say that. Like, I'm 34 and I feel like, where did all that time go? You know, and you just want to hang
weed.
On to those moments.
That's why.
So much weed. Yeah. You just want to hang on to those moments. You know?
You starting to get really contemplative about stuff like that?
Well, I had a thought the other day. Like, there's been such interesting comments made to me about weed and me posting a lot about weed and
because you do Happy Weeds Day.
I do Weeds Day. Yeah, I do that Facebook Live and weed. People have such a negative connotation with it. Like, I've heard a couple people call me stoner and all that, and I get that. But
that's a deflection, by the way. And people who don't smoke it or don't know how
they don't understand
the purpose and don't understand. And it's like a stoner is somebody to me, like somebody who just is like so useless and like on.
Right. Exactly.
I think that's
Doritos.
Yeah, that's the perception of a stoner.
Right.
And even that's not even like, you know, being like, if I've heard some, you know, it's you're not. It, there's versions of it.
Exactly. There's different layers to it.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's
and
very stony of me
way.
To say. There's different versions of
like,
stoner,
like,
man.
Flavors of it, okay?
Just like regular
cherry
stoner.
And chocolate flavor.
And super sized stoner.
Cheesy,
spicy stoner.
Chipotle stoner.
Sure.
Dude, you guys want to like stop this podcast and go get some mac and cheese?
I mean, kind of. But the same way there's different levels of drinking, like, yes, there's someone that comes home at night, has a glass of wine to kind of unwind, and then goes to bed.
And then breastfeeds.
Sure. I mean, if they know it's good for the kid.
That's so funny.
That's how I'm going to put my kid to bed.
Yeah, sure. But like...
You're welcome, Trump.
You wouldn't consider
this
those
what you wanted?
Alcoholic. Yeah.
Listen, every
Pino
night...
Pino Grigio titties.
Every night... Sauvignon Blanc.
Grab him by the Cabernet, am I right? Just screaming angry things alone.
Sauvignon Blanc right to the mouth. That's what you do.
Yeah, there it is.
But like, you wouldn't consider that person that has one glass of wine an alcoholic.
No.
The same way you don't consider someone that maybe has a joint at the end of the day or an edible in the middle of the day. Like, not they're not a stoner. Like, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's totally different, yeah.
There's different levels to everything.
Totally.
So you must be psyched now that weed is legal in California.
I'm kind of pumped about it.
Yeah.
And I've had these, like, I had a theory come to my head when I was walking, doing a little walk.
Ooh.
I was doing, like, a Josh Wolf high walk. You know, he does those high walks.
Loves those. Those are great.
And I took one the other day, and I had this thought about memories. Because, you know, there's a lot of theories about what our brain hangs on to.
Yes.
Like, we think a lot of negative thoughts, and that's a survival tactic, so we can plan. We're planned for something. You know, you think negative so you can protect yourself.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think about fond memories that I've had my whole life.
Okay.
And I wonder if our brain retains certain memories so that in that moment when we die, when DMT is dumped into our brain, if maybe your brain throughout your life is compartmentalizing these thoughts, these good times in your life, and it saves it for that last moment.
Well, you know how we...
You ever think about that?
Well,
wow.
You know how we just had a conversation that you're not a stoner?
You want to change it?
Nah, but see, fuck you, man. No, but I'm going to step
gonna
in here.
I'm
going
to change my hypothesis.
Armin's laughing at me over here. He's shaking in the chair.
I'm stepping in. Fuck you, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a real, like, you know, that's a fair thought.
From another stoner.
From one stoner to another.
No, man, it's like the DMT, it like goes into your brain, and that happiness is stored up, so you just have that rush of happiness.
Did you
like,
say anything like that in that voice, and it's going to sound stony?
Yeah, but I'm
say the Pledge of Allegiance right now.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Oh, man, it's so wavy.
To flag is red and white. You know what else is red and white? Pasta.
Sure, there are.
I pledge allegiance to the
like
bolognese. I pledge allegiance to, man.
Yeah, man.
Bolognese. I thought you were going to say bowl of pasta.
No.
Hey, man.
Bowl
of
pasta, bolognese.
Oh,
whatever.
Man. Yeah.
Well, so I think
maybe I do have stoner thoughts.
There are, and you walk a lot in where you live.
Yeah, I'm out in the streets.
Side.
Yeah.
You love that beach life.
I do. I love the West Side, and I thought about moving. I think you and I had a conversation before I moved to LA, like where to go, where to settle. And I thought about coming out here to Hollywood, but...
What did I say?
You said I should go where I'm going to be the most comfortable.
Quality of life.
Quality
of life.
Because
you've gone so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, where do you... And you also expressed quite a bit of interest in the West Side.
Yes.
And how you love that. And you hadn't been near that. And you wanted to. And I was like, man, you got to ride that out if you can do that.
I think so. If you grow up like on the East Coast in the winters and the 9 months of cold, you just want something a little bit different.
You're a
Cali beach girl.
Same thing as Brad having a tall Chinese girlfriend, fiance.
Let's talk about your vagina.
I can't talk about your vagina. It's so funny. I'm a cat. Still funny. Crack up a
well, when, well, when Brad came out here, he was just like, what forest do I want to live in? Now, Jessamine, when you first, where's the best tree?
Yeah.
So,
need some high branches to get to.
What forest do I want to live in?
Sure. And then, he told me Griffith Park. So then I went there and I rode the train several times. Yes, there's a train in Griffith Park, for those of you who don't know.
Now, is it really that hipstery of a park?
It is.
You're near Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that goes around the reservoir? That's a different one.
I don't know. I don't go to enough parks because I work.
You
a
might
lot.
Get shot.
that too. That and I'm tired of kids. I'm tired of kids just saying, "Mommy, what's
yeah,
that?"
What do kid, what say that. Your relationship with kids? Like, do dwarfs? Is there like a thing in the dwarf community where there's like a specific thing that happens between dwarfs and children?
Fights. Well,
rumble.
Kids. All right, kids.
They're so honest.
They're so honest, and they just love the shit out of me.
Do they?
Oh my god! Like,
tell my nieces.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah, and they've
and
only met me once.
Like, right, no, but like they just want to play with you.
I've shown them. They've only met him once, and then I've shown them videos, and they think he's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then when we briefly talked to one on the podcast, and we showed a video, and she her face lit up, and she like adorably flirty giggle laughed.
Aww.
And then I said, "Why do you love?" I said, "Bree, why do you love Brad so much?" And she goes, "Because he looks like the guy in Pixels." Who is?
Which was Peter Dinklage. You son of a bitch.
It always goes back to Dinklage. Yeah.
Not saying I'm going to fight your niece.
No, she
not
look,
saying I'm going to fight
she
her.
Loves
I'll
pixels.
Fight her for you.
She wishes
strongly,
you were in that movie.
Strongly
I'll scrap
worded
her out. I'll scrap her
but
out.
But kids do just say shit, and you, there's,
yeah.
There, I mean, you always have to take the high road, but isn't there going to come a time when it's like, no, man, I've taken enough high roads.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It's time to take the low blow road.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's interesting, man.
I'm going to get to the point where I'm like the old man and up, and I'm just not going to give a fuck, and I'm just gonna start like telling kids like, "Mommy, he's little. There's no Santa Claus. I don't work for him. Your parents are probably gonna get a divorce. It will be your fault. Have fun with that one, Ma." And then just walk right off.
You might end up being the old guy in up because there's like a little Asian kid who keeps coming around, and if things work out with your fiance, there might be a little Asian kid that comes around.
We plan on having some Asian dwarf babies,
oh,
and
so
I don't know.
Cute.
I don't know if you've ever seen an Asian dwarf baby before, but they're the best.
They're the cutest babies ever.
They're the best. They're the best babies.
We got the best babies.
They're absolutely the best babies.
We get them from China.
They're so good. They come with little fortune cookies. They come with their own
thing.
Cookies.
They make all my cell phone accessories.
They make their
all
own cookies.
This is terrible.
All of them. They're so small, but so smart. They jump inside your computer. They make the microchips from the inside out. It's incredible. It's absolutely
fantastic. Tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
There's like conception of laughter going on from the Facebook Live.
Should we say goodbye to Facebook Live?
Yeah, I think we should. Facebook Live, thank you for tuning in.
Get some shimmies in there.
Well, see, if you were on Facebook Live right now, you would see Jessamay's...
Shake.
Is that lotion still
titty
here?
Shake. Grandma.
So
disappointed.
Thanks for watching.
All right, but now we're still here on the podcast.
Yes, we are.
And let's see. And speaking of, we talked about your boyfriend. We talked about you smoking a little weed.
Mm-hmm.
I recently saw that.
This is weird.
He got so high that he said to you, "Am I sleeping right now?"
Oh my god! What does that mean? And why was that said? Yeah. And how come I wasn't there?
His tolerance is through the roof.
Really?
And he enjoys edibles. He's a combat vet, and edibles are the one things that sort of help him just chill out be calm and
good.
Like be in the moment.
I like.
And so
he's seen some shit.
He's seen a lot of stuff, just terrible things, and that's the one side of marijuana and weed that I'm trying to like advocate because I've seen it firsthand. I see like actual pain be healed through this quote unquote drug, this plant. So he was on edibles the other night and
oh my god, how hard
we're walking through Venice and he just stops.
This isn't even like in your house.
No. We were walking. We weren't laying down. Like this is like two nights ago when I tweeted. It happened right before I tweeted it. And he grabs my arm. He goes, Wait, whoa. Am I sleeping right now? And I was like, what?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
God.
We're walking. Like, we're walking, right? You're everything's fine.
Did you laugh or were you concerned?
I was laughing so hard, but then I was like, also had smoked a little, and I was like, wait, I don't know if I can confidently answer this question.
By the way, God, you went like full Jaden Smith. You never go full Jaden Smith.
By the way, never.
That is such a great example of just like, if you're high too and somebody asks something that's crazy. Like the first time I smoked pot with my mom, she hadn't smoked in 30 years. And she goes,
you told me about this.
We're about to hit this. And because I told mom it might help alleviate some of the arthritis pain. And we're about to hit it. And I'm already been hitting it before I even got her up and we're smoking. She's telling me, hold it in your lungs longer. And I'm like, you're mothering me while I'm doing drugs with you. Shut the fuck
that's
up.
Cute.
It was adorable. So where she's about to hit it, she goes, this is like the new weed. Are we going to be okay? Are we going to die? She asked me if we're going to die. And she said in that motherly, concerning tone that makes you step back and reassess the way you look at things. And also, I'm already a little high. So I had not thought about that. And now she says, she puts it out there. And I'm like, fucking, I don't know now. Thanks for fucking saying that. We might want to heat up that casserole. And like, you know, but I was just high enough to go like, I don't know. I'm not confident fully in my own thoughts being the right ones.
Does she smoke regularly?
No, my stepdad's not into it. And I think I've really tried to push it.
Have you given her edibles?
No, and
she give her low dose. What kind of arthritis does she have? Please. She have like rheumatoid or like
fibromyalgia?
Yeah. Damn, that shit's painful.
I know, it feels like full body, man.
Pins all over
it's
your
the
joints.
The opposite of a full body massage.
I'll give you some edibles for her.
I mean, there's drops,
that
there's mints.
Shit on YouTube when you get her
CBD,
high.
You should.
Well, I mean, she's fun. I mean, dude, she's so fun, but like
Facebook Live it.
I don't want
100%.
The joint, I think, goes too much. I think the edibles would be. She needs something that's just body calming high,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you just low dose her. Just low dose her. Give her a little bit.
What do you think I should give her?
Like start off with like 6 milligrams. Just a little cookie. Just a teeny. Yeah. I got a couple things for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'll send you. I'll give you a little care package
I would
for your mom.
I would love if she. And my stepdad actually, package. He has become more tolerant of it because he knows that there are like, he's seen the actual medical effects of it.
So you're getting high with your mom, and then your dad is sending you selfies on Snapchat.
Oh my God. He didn't even mean to do it. I got like 4 shots in a row of like his big Italian nose, like his nostrils, and a concerned look on his face.
Just in case you forgot, sweetie, it looks like this.
He's trying to learn Snapchat, and he doesn't understand.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, that could have been a lot worse.
It could have been. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jesus, Brad.
He's almost 80.
This is a kid's show.
I mean, sure, but.
That thing probably looks like a dead squirrel by now.
If he's lucky.
Lucky PETA, the message brought to you by PETA. Please don't abuse your squirrels.
Nope.
Send money to your local shelters.
Keep that dick open.
Keep that dick door open. Don't shut your dick door on a squirrel. Animal abuse. Hashtag PETA.
Oh my God.
What? Why is he doing Snapchat?
Because he wants to feel like a part of what's going on in my life.
I
so love that. We do Snapchat every time I go home.
He loves it.
He. The laughs like a child, loves
do
it.
You put the, pretty... Do you put the dog face filter on him?
100%. And
it.
He goes, what's going on there? What is that on my face? He doesn't understand that. He thinks that it's on his face. He's like, is it on my face? He doesn't know that it's not on his face. He thinks his filter has somehow...
He's now just... a dog.
he's
now, a dog now?
He's a Dalmatian.
This is going to be a big transition.
Yeah,
I got to start a new life.
Can finally help your grandma without any issues.
I finally shit outside like I've been dreaming about.
Well done. I mean, that sounds like a Disney movie.
You can lick what? My dick
dog,
without your mom yelling
grandpa?
At me.
Dog grandpa?
Dog grandpa.
Well, the Shaggy Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was one.
Oh, man. There the Shaggy Dog. How many great movies did we have?
Those old Disney live action movies were amazing.
Dope.
Swiss Family Robinson.
What the fuck? I'll punch you in your jaw.
What was that?
I'm just like in a endearing way.
Right?
Like
that you thought about
punch.
That movie.
Yeah. The Swiss Family Robinson. How many titles do you need for one fucking movie?
Yeah, Jesus.
What is this movie about?
Also, really good at fighting pirates for no reason.
Yeah, why are you guys so good at pirate fighting? Yeah. What are you, Somalian?
They were rich, a family that, and the dad was like fucking G, like
he was
building
a G.
houses in the trees. Just
yeah, he was like a Crocodile Dundee.
He was like
MacGyver.
Yeah, he was like the professor from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah,
just
hell
like,
yeah.
You're like, okay, you made the best, greatest treehouse in the world. Can't get off a fucking island.
Yeah, super resourceful. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go for that. You have
to use all that stuff
you
used to build the house.
Yeah, you have a complete like water purification system, but the concept of a boat can't grasp your consciousness. Damn it.
God damn it. God damn it, Jessamay.
It's going around
the table. Yeah. God damn it,
Jessamay. Orvinville Redencocker. Mine's just going to be a noise and I'm going to stroke out. We're degrading as it circles the table.
Jessamay, you talk about your vagina.
It's like It Follows of talking.
Wait, you did, speaking of social media, change your Twitter?
Yes.
Well, oh, yeah. I got to know why you changed your name on Twitter.
Your Twitter handle was what?
Jessamay Peluso.
Your name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been changed to your not name.
Which is?
Queefy May. How is that not my name?
Great question. Great.
Cher got to do one syllable of a fucking noise that comes out of your butthole.
Cher. I've never thought of it like that. Yeah. That's how she was named.
It's a, butthole. It's a loose butthole noise.
Her parents were sitting there being like, well, what should we name her?
And the dad went, shh.
And
she's
the
like, what
goes,
was that?
Excuse
Perfect.
Me? What did you call me?
I'm never going to think of Cher the same way again now.
That's amazing. What a great story.
I just sat there one day. I was like, you know, I'm sick of labels.
Okay.
And then I gave myself one.
Now,
well,
this is the James Lipton portion of the podcast where we go, now, when you change your name to Queefy May.
Can I talk to Queefy May for a
minute? How you doing? Hi, girl. How you doing? Oh, I sleep in satin sheets. I can't fuck with your flannel sheets that come in a bag from Target. Can you go get my mail? My nails are still wet.
I love the little mouth click at the end.
Popping the
My name is Queefy May. That one wasn't as good.
That wasn't good. Yeah, you've got two
my
good
tongue,
in you.
It's starting.
It's, yeah.
The degradation of my vocabulation is dying.
Well, the fact that you just said degradation, I can't even say after you've said it three times.
It's a tough one. Wait, where does that come from?
What?
So really, you just didn't want to label. You were like, fuck it. Just
I was
change.
Like, Queefy May. I just put it up and it felt right.
Also a
I
great way.
I want to change it.
A great way to, you know, see if your fans and followers are true fans and followers.
Yeah, yeah. Turns out they're not.
I'm down to 4 Twitter followers.
I'm down to 6. This they're all my cousins.
Sure. I mean.
They're all Queefy May fan pages.
did anyone... the idea just pop in your head, and did your fans like it? Did you lose
them?
Yeah,
people
what
are
happened?
Just like, what? Everyone's like, what's
somebody?
Happening? No, I didn't. I didn't. My mom's like, hon, that's really just perverse. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, of course she's going to say that.
I was like, Nancy, just enjoy your box of wine and get out of my fucking face.
Now,
Nance.
Do you really think that John Stamos, your love,
your
betrothed, I would say,
ooh. He's so cute.
Do you think he's gonna go for you with the name of
second time Queefy you said May. Gopher? Just like to bring it up.
Yeah, Brad.
That Brad has said mentioned gopher twice.
I pass that lotion over.
Got a rodent problem.
You know, if he doesn't go for Queefy May, then he's just missing out. You missing out. Listen, Stamos. I'm just trying to say, I'm trying to fill your house, okay? I want you to fill my house with that Stamos cock. That souvlaki dick, okay? That shit will slip and slide up in my silk sheets.
Would you make...
well done.
Would you make a... is there some sort of... Do you have the couple thing with Stamos? Like,
what couple thing?
I mean, with you and your dude about, like, if Stamos...
Oh, yeah.
If you meet Stamos...
He doesn't really... He doesn't even know half the people in Hollywood. He doesn't have any social media accounts. Like, if you say Jennifer Lopez, he's like, oh, who's that? And I can't think of anybody more famous than Jennifer Lopez.
My fiance is the same way.
Really?
She's
I love that.
She's not on social media.
Oh, isn't it so refreshing?
She's not in the industry. It's
You're
great.
Like, how do you exist?
It's yeah, people are like,
that's
hey,
great.
I'm looking for your, like, I've had fans say, I'm looking for your fiance on, like, Instagram and Twitter. I'm like, good luck. She's not there.
Mine too.
It's perfect.
Like it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Because we're on, literally, you and I and Adam, we're all on a device during this whole podcast.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the nature of our business.
Sure. And we put it out there and we're on social media and our lives, like, we're constantly thinking, how can we make this funny? How can we make this a bit?
Social media is a second job.
Yeah. So it's nice to meet someone that's just like, oh, yeah, when you're around me, don't care about that shit.
I think it's great. That's one of my favorite qualities about him. He doesn't care. So I think his celebrity crush is Queefy May.
He's like,
great, though.
I've been following this Queefy May. I like
He's
her.
Like, you can have Stamos. I'll have Queefy May. Who wouldn't want me, y'all? You see my nails? They is fresh.
I do like that voice.
Now, do it. Can you do that?
I mean, Queefy May's best friend is Shonda. Shonda too tall.
Oh, how tall is she? She too tall.
I'm only 4'6". That's a whole joke. Jesus. Sound like fucking a...
And why did I? Yeah. And
wait,
why
you got to do it. You got to go. You
click.
What is the click? No, that's that, I think that's Queefy Man.
Okay, then you got to do your
so
own.
So Shonda's got her own.
Hey, Shonda, how you doing, girl?
Queefy Man, how you doing?
She turned Mexican.
All right, that was Mexican or Asian. All right, here we go. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Take two on the Queefy May opening scene.
Hey, Shonda, hi, girl.
On a Queefy May Christmas.
Oh, shit, okay. Hey, Chandra, hi, girl.
What's going on, Queefy May?
How you doing?
Oh, you know, chilling like a villain.
Hey,
I've been trying to think about why there no Orange Julius is around anymore. Hashtag YOLO.
Shonda.
What's up?
Is it painful to still live in 1995?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I just got off the phone with a radio DJ. He said he's going to play SWV's Weekend of Knees for me.
I can't so weaken the knees.
I can hardly breathe.
Back, I lose all controls.
Now, you know you told me I need to get my own thing, like you got that mouth click thing.
Yeah, you need to get a noise, boo. You need to have like a signature so boys know you coming down the streets.
Here's my thing.
Is that your rape call, girl?
That's my. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you stay safe.
Girl, I don't need no whistle.
You stay safe in the streets.
I just scream super loud.
Oh, that's good, girl. I know you coming. And yep. You know when I'm leaving. It's like a mock cry.
I want to hope that you just blew out some speakers in the car as they're listening to
no,
this.
No, I backed away. I'm not using a mic.
Amazing.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
There you on go. An all-new Queefy May Christmas.
Yo, that mistletoe mad expensive. We can't keep putting that shit up in the doll race, okay? Just hang up like one of them ferns or some shit that Zach Galifianakis got.
Okay. Yo, the eggnog delivery guy's here.
Oh, shit. Let's fuck him.
That means I'm excited. Excited or excited?
Excited, girl.
Excited.
Come on now. You know how to speak and shit.
Wait, no, Brad, be the eggnog delivery guy.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, how you doing? You cute.
Oh, you cute as fuck.
Am I interrupting something?
Yo, your pectorals is mad, like cute.
You got
and shit.
Those big old man packs and shit.
Oh, you look good.
I mean, thank you. I do try to do some push-ups, but I'm just here to drop off your eggnog.
I like your size. You like Italian or some shit?
What, you like Russian or some shit?
You better be rushing into this pussy.
Eggnog!
Excuse me, ma'am. Is something wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. I just decided.
That's just her call. That's her maiden call, boo. You got her all sorts of excited.
Yeah, you
that's
into
maiden
it?
Call.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen when you reach, how do I say this, politely in front of a woman? Does that happen when you reach climax?
Oh, shit. You better climax these shorts right now. You better climb her up me like King Kong on one of that buildings.
I feel like if I make a King Kong joke, that's going to be racist.
Nah, you good, boo.
Nah, that's my brother's nickname in the streets. They call him King Kong.
Oh, how did he get that nickname?
Because he keeps climbing up buildings and sneaking and steal shit from the apartments.
Yeah, he's super stretchy.
He's got a record.
Player.
that he stole.
How are you ladies going to, not to bring this back to business or anything,
sure.
We're going to pay you.
How are you going to pay for the eggnog?
Dick sucking.
Open your pants.
You know,
you don't zip them.
open up that dick door, and then you pull back, and Howie Mandel goes, or will they? We'll be right back.
After the break, we'll find out.
Will Queefame open that dick door?
Queefame.
No, that's what he does. He asks the contestants if they think. Yeah.
Queefame, you already have 42,000 dicks banked.
Hey, making mama proud.
Now, you can leave right now with 42,000 dicks. Or
that's a lot of dicks.
That's so much
or
dick.
You can open up that dick door and try to get 82,000 dicks.
Howie, I'm going to keep it real.
Yes.
And especially like right now in this moment, I want to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look like a dick.
I do have a shaved head.
Shiny, like a fresh dick.
I do try to keep it shiny.
You got that fresh dick head.
Yes, you do, boo.
Your lifeline is talking to me.
Shonda, that's my girl.
I'm just trying. Hey, Howie, can I say hello to my friends and family at
let
home real
know.
Quick?
Let them know, Shonda.
Real quick.
Let them know. Howie, I want more dick. Set up that dick. Open that dick, dope.
For those of you still listening, that's @QueefyMay on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to spell that, but...
How do you spell?
It's a sound. It ain't even a spell.
Q-U-E-E-F-I-M-A-E.
But you can put in Jesse May Peluso and Queefy May will pop up.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry.
I think you're.
Don't be.
Sorry about last night.
Yeah. What? I think you're the only Jessime with the name Queefame, so mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you're going to be okay there.
You find one, you find the other.
Yeah, or you're not going to have a fake profile
no.
that way.
It's so real.
Are you excited for the holidays?
Yeah.
I am.
You're going
I am.
Home to
I don't know why I'm still Queefame. I am. Don't I'm going home it. In a couple weeks, yeah.
For how long?
Probably for like a week or two.
And you'll shut down?
I'm really, like the month of December, I'm totally shutting down.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with
no
the fam?
No road shows, nothing.
You kick with you're good about kicking it with the fam and just yeah. being local and
yeah.
just
yeah, going to all my local spots.
What are those?
Dino's Barbecue.
Dino Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Mama Nance's has the best chicken parmesan sandwich I've ever had in this country.
That sounds amazing.
And I've had a lot cuz that's my jam. But I'm just going to I'm a homebody when I'm home. My sister just had a baby and so I just sniff him all day.
Babies do have the greatest smell.
They have the greatest
sniff
smell.
Babies.
And I'm just hoping if I rub them around my body enough that my ovaries will think I had a kid and they'll stop kicking that feeling into gear.
They'll be like,
is that gear
right.
getting kicked?
It's not really getting kicked, but I'm imagining it. I'm not wanting it. I'm envisioning it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beginning.
It's like seeing a commercial for Carl's Jr.
You're just like, I want that sandwich.
I want that, but mm-hmm. do I really want it?
You smell it. You're like, it smells good. Yeah, let me see. That's the same decision maker.
Get a burger and make a baby.
Maybe I'll just venture in.
Get a burger, make a baby.
Yeah, that's Carl's Jr.'s new slogan for 2017.
I think that's been said in a lot of Walmart parking lots before.
100%.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, see you later, Walmart, as a future sponsor of the podcast.
Oh, but we gotta make more babies.
What is the most fun thing you'll do at home that you're looking forward to? Like place you'll go to or thing game you'll play, Snapchatting with your pops? Like
yeah, I think Snapchatting with my parents is the most fun.
Yeah.
Because they're still, like they kind of got it, but they don't. And mm-hmm. I like to secret Snapchat them.
I mean, that's the greatest.
Over the shoulder. Or like so I'll just record my mom.
And then they turn over and they see that they're now have a filter on
Jesus
them.
Jesus Christ, Jesse May. You're asinine. My mom calls me asinine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an old school
it's
insult.
It's aggressive. Yeah. You can't, mm-hmm. It's not even in the dictionary anymore. Just got like an old ass word that doesn't even exist.
That see, to me when you say that, that sounds like one of those like when Jeff Foxworthy had redneck words.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, her tits weren't that great, but that asinine.
Yeah, that's exactly. So it's like a redneck word. That's amazing. Yeah. That was impressive.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I pull one out every now and then.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You can pull it out now? I mean, no, you're talking about the joke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry, fiancé. Okay. I thought he was talking about pulling his dick out. Next on Dick Box. What's the name of the show?
Dick Box.
It's the
holidays.
My
God, it
put
is
your
now.
Dick in a box.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
That's one of the best songs.
Yeah.
Is there a Christmas movie you'll sit down and watch that you always watch? Or holiday movie or horror
Losing
holiday
Isaiah.
Movie? Good Losing God. Isaiah. And this has been Ed Queefy May on Twitter. Losing Isaiah, isn't that like John Q?
It's so sad. It's about like a kid getting lost in the orphan system.
Jesus.
No, that's not my movie. It's just what I thought of.
That is
I
funny
really
if that was your go-to.
A Christmas Story.
Is this the theme song from Losing Isaiah?
My God. Did you just Google Dick and this came up? And listen. Girl, you know Yo, that's my Shonda. You hear that shit?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, girl.
This song be the song I put on when I'm trying to get a shower in the morning. I feel dirty and shit. I love this song. This is a song I like to roller skate to, or roller blade to, or fuck to.
I like to roll a joint to this shit.
Hell yeah. And I love it because it's got like, I know all the words too.
It's got instructions like all them songs in the 90s. Like one, put your number in my phone.
Two. Put your phone in my hand. Three.
Put your dick in my butt.
Four.
Don't call me a whore. You're going to say don't call me again.
Somewhere Brian McKnight is listening to this podcast going, hey, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, wait, I already did.
Yeah.
A step sequel.
Song.
One.
Yeah, New Kids on the Block, too. Step by.
Step by. I'm telling you, all the songs
one.
In the 90s had
Give
had
a list.
Counting.
Give a grocery list.
One, counting.
Get some eggs real quick.
Wasn't one of
two
of Brian
get that cucumber dick. Three.
Get
a box
steps
of
one through
Wheaties.
Four. Remember Brian McKnight got lazy on one of the steps.
Out,
he's like,
just
repeat
do them
four,
one through
repeat
three.
One
no,
through
you don't
three.
Just repeat
no,
that.
Dude,
this
give
is
me
a shampoo
four.
Tutorial.
Who's getting clean up on this fucking list? Don't just go step four, fucking do it again.
That's yeah. such an Adam Ray-ism, yeah. by the way.
What?
When you have a tag, you go, yeah, yeah, fucking da-da-da-da. It's always that. It's always that. Oh, my that.
God.
Yeah.
Remember when we sang karaoke at that Irish bar?
Oh, my God. It, King George's
yeah.
in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You went in.
I went all in.
You like I was like, it just happened serendipitously. Like, we were just there hanging out, and then the karaoke kicked on. You're like, oh, I'll do a song. And then cut to like 6 hours later, yes. Adam's doing like a karaoke marathon.
Yeah, I might have been running Listen. That show. And that big,
Let me tell you something about
homosexual
boy.
Black dude came up to me after Endless Love and goes,
God.
You got a set of pipes. And I was like, appreciate you, man.
Did the he wrong really?
Time. He gave me the biggest, jolliest gay
oh
hug ever.
Oh, my God,
it was
that's
great.
Funny. Yeah. I like the way he separated
big
it.
Big, jolly yeah. gay hug.
A lot of ant.
Yeah.
In what? The Christmas spirit.
No, it just sounds nice.
It does, right?
Big, jolly gay
like
hug.
Home.
If you can do yeah. anything this holiday season, give hugs. You yeah. know? Don't go to Target. Don't get sucked in by their musical commercials.
No. Just give your friends and family a big, jolly gay hug.
Aren't you guys mad you don't remember how it feels to be in the womb?
Okay, I feel like there's no better ending than that. That's to be continued. You'll come back and we'll finish that thought. Good night, everybody.
So that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.